This is MSO Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and now we're talking with Marblehead boys basketball coach Mike Giardi. And Mike, welcome back to MSO. How are you?
Good. Just getting through football, getting through a little rough patch teaching over in Marblehead for a bit, but back on track now.
Yeah. I taught at Gloucester High School for many, many years, and I don't envy what you guys went through, or Beverly or Gloucester, so I'm glad that's behind you now. What was there a big interruption in terms of athletics?
Because we were essentially done with our fall programs, the only sport that was left was football. But unfortunately, it fell right in the middle of our playoff game against Groton. And we thought we had it all cleared up. And as Jim Rudloff and I, who are both teachers, went down, unfortunately, we were informed that we could not coach. And about a half hour after the game, they said, oh, we made a mistake. You could coach. So we did not coach that game. We didn't play that great, and not for the lack of coaching that was there, because Stevie Lewis and Nick Broughton, who kind of took over, they did a great job. But, you know, it's tough when you're usually talking with three or four different guys, and now you're just relying on one or two to kind of do everything. Was kind of tough. But we bounced back. We got everything settled, and we were able to coach in the Thanksgiving Day game, which was actually at Fenway Park, which was awesome.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that. What was the experience? That must have been spectacular.
You know, we've been very fortunate as coaches here and as players and a community. I mean, our basketball and hockey teams have been at the Garden. Our girls team is going to play at the Boston Garden this year in terms of basketball for a tournament. We played at Gillette Stadium several times with the Super Bowl, and now we get to play there in a football game at Fenway Park. So it was really a treat. It was fantastic. It was first class the whole way. And our kids came out and just had a great game against Swampscott, who unfortunately I think was a little beat up from their playoff game from the Saturday prior. But it was just a great experience for everybody.
Well, you know, it was a tough experience going through the strike and everything. But that's part of life, and the kids have to they got to suck it up a little bit here and making up extra time, but it's all part of it, as our sports. But it's in the rearview mirror now, which is really cool. So let's get to the present season, Mike. Tell me what you expected to have back here before we talk about the opening games.
Let me tell you what we lost. That's a little bit easier. You know, we had some really big players for us. You know, Nick Lemon leading the way in terms of scoring, Ryan Kamas and Scotty. Having Scott in the middle, I mean, that was 50 points and 30 rebounds that we lost. So we were coming back with averaging about 9 points with our guys that are back. But we have a lot of grit, a lot of heart and soul. And I keep telling the guys it's going to come down to heart and hustle for us. We're not, in terms of basketball talent, we're not at the top in terms of guys that are going to light it up for 30, but we're going to have to do all the little things, and that's one of the big things. We got a lot of athletes, a lot of grinders, and a lot of dirt dogs, and that's what we're going to need from these guys to get us to that opportunity to play for, you know, in the state tournament this year.
Well, that's pretty traditional in Marblehead. You always have multi-sport athletes. Do you have a few kids transitioning from football?
We have a ton. Sam Thompson, actually, one of our tight ends, is one of our starting forwards. He's a captain on a team. Jordan McFarlane and Cody Bouchard are both seniors who didn't play football the last couple of years, but this senior year they went out, had a great time, and learned a lot. And I think they learned a lot about what type of athlete they are, which is always key for us. Owen Newberg, Cannon Moss, also football players. Finn Gallup, one of the quarterbacks, he's out there, and just gritty, hard-nosed players out there. And then that's just the upperclassmen and Finn being a junior as a quarterback. And then, you know, Declan Gibson, Braden Callahan, we got a lot of just athletes. And our other captain is Matthew Scherf, who was a soccer guy who's been out because he tore up his knee against Swampscott last year. So we're just really trying to find our way, I think, as a team. And one thing I said to him, you can't control, you know, how your shots flowing or anything like that, but you certainly can control, you know, your hustle on the court, and that's going to be the big thing for us this year. You know, we probably have one guy that does a lot on the basketball floor, and Finn Barron, but other than that, it's just mainly guys that are athletes. Cam Quigley's another one, wide receiver, defensive back, senior, that's you know, he's trying to get his basketball legs underneath him, but just a real hard-nosed football player that's just out there battling every day.
Well, two things come to mind. First of all, they know who you are then. They know your style. And then secondly, it sounds like your guys are not going to be pushed around very much.
Well, we hope not. You know, one of the things that we found out that, you know, as I said, the baskets are not going to come easy. It's going to come from, you know, our offense is going to be produced off our defense. And we had to do that. You know, in our first couple games, we had to fight and claw our way back. The Danvers game, we were down 18-6 in the first quarter and turned up the defense and only gave up 4 points in the second quarter. So, you know, our kids know what is expected of them. They've seen me in other sports. They know I'm tough, but hopefully they know I'm fair as well.
Well, the other thing, Coach, when you're multi-sport athletes, I think you have a certain mental toughness that comes with it because you have participated in challenging things from time to time, whether it's, you know, on a practice day or on the court or on the ice or whatever. So the mental toughness, it's funny, you don't talk about that a lot with kids, but it's part of the game.
You know, it's something that we've kind of been searching for a little bit, and I don't just mean Marblehead. I think society and athletics and more and more is moving back towards that. You know, there's got to be some sort of grit. There's got to be that inner struggle that makes you just move, you know, excel just that little bit. You got to find it deep down inside. And, you know, I've been reminding the kids, you got to do that in sports. You got to do that in school. Sometimes you just got to grind through and you got to battle and fight, and it's a struggle. But, you know, good things are going to come from hard work. And just because it's difficult doesn't mean that it's not good. It's something worth fighting for. And, you know, whether it's sports or school or just in life, I think those are big things that we can teach our kids. And we've been seeing it more and more. I think that everything that we've gone through this fall over Marblehead is a good reminder of that.
I want to ask this question, if I can, in the right way. When you have one or two guys who are real basketball players and the ball sort of goes through them, does your concept in terms of coaching change a little bit with respect to team play when you have more multi-sport athletes and they're not totally focused on basketball? I don't know if I'm asking a question right, but I guess what I'm asking, if you depend on more of a team concept sometimes, other times you depend on the big player.
I think for us, it has become a bigger team. You know, we're actually practicing with about 18 guys. A lot of them are swing guys, but we're recognizing that we have to get a lot of guys ready to play this year and for the future, and getting them involved right away is huge. Now, obviously, I think the players know, you know, internally, like, this guy's more of a basketball player. He's going to be the go-to guy, but I also have a job to do, and, mm-hmm. and they don't want to let anybody else down. So I don't think it's mainly us focusing on that one guy. You know, it'd be different if you had a Rick Brunson, you know. It was easy when I played, you know.
Yeah.
My job was to rebound the basketball and get it to Rick Brunson. And if he wasn't open, get it to Tommy Doyle. You know, those are the things that we did. You know, but I think it's a little bit tougher because you want those kids developing and going out there. And the kids recognize, like, my job is to go out there and work hard for my team. And we did that, as I said, those first two games were really a grind for us.
Tell me about those first two games and the competition. What do Danvers and Fenwick both look like?
I think that as I talked with Chris Timpson and from Fenwick, and he had a big influence at Danvers. Jabari, their coach over there, does a fantastic job taking a lot of stuff that Chris did over the last few years. They're a gritty team. I think we just, you know, I think the fact that we had a long football season was actually good. Our kids were in pretty good shape getting up and down the floor. And we were just able to hang on in that Danvers game. You know, we kind of fought our way back, got physical, played hard, and it really worked out for us. Fenwick's finding their rhythm right now under Timpson. Both those teams are going to be scary as they get more games under their belt. I just hope that same time period that those teams get better will be able to get better as well, because it's kind of even. I think everybody in the league is going to be similar. I see Beverly being a really tough team, especially with Class over there. Tommy Doyle does a great job over at Salem. Masco should be solid, and Swampscott. Those are the teams that I think are going to be up near the top this year, because just the talent pool, I think, in terms of basketball players, is really high.
All right, Coach, finally, you already beat me to those questions. So tell me one more time, please, about your senior leaders, who you expect to excel this year.
Well, I think Sam Thompson and Matt Scherf, the captains of our team. Matt's coming off of a knee injury that kept him out of basketball for most of last year. And fortunately, his tennis and soccer seasons this year. We're looking for big things from him from that leadership perspective, and he's still trying to get back in the rhythm. He just was officially cleared at the beginning of the season. And Sam Thompson, he's big bodies. It looks like he's going to be playing tight end in college for football. But somebody that was, behind Nick Lemon, behind our bigs last year, kind of got lost in the shadow. But first game, he dropped 24 points. So, he can fill it up. He just got kind of, overshadowed by those guys last year. So we're hoping those guys can lead the way. And then we got, seven or eight guys that can really step in, especially, we're a bunch of guards. We're not super huge, although we have a couple of guys that are a little bit longer. We're just going to really need Sam and Matt to lead the way for us as captains of the team.
All right, finally, you've got Beverly coming up on the 17th. What is that? Is that Saturday? Friday?
No, tomorrow. Tomorrow night we're playing Beverly.
Oh, tomorrow. Okay. Oh, my goodness. All right. But then you got a long break. So what's the plan for the break?
So we have Beverly tomorrow, Saugus on Thursday. The girls are off on Tuesday. So we luck out. But then we do have a long break. We're 2 weeks off.
Yep.
So the way the holiday fell this year, we thought it would be best. We'll do some practicing. We'll try to see if we can get some joint practices. I usually try to meet up with Coach Doyle or Coach Timpson at some point just to change it up. You don't want the same kids competing against each other day in and day out. You like to get it going. But then once we get going with the season, starting back on the 5th, it's go, go, go. You think about it, we'll have 16 games in about, 6 weeks. So we'll really be grinding it out.
Well, I know you had a long break between football season and basketball season, so you could go to Bermuda or Hawaii and take some time off. So you must be well rested. And, of course, I'm saying that with tongue in cheek.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The one thing is where Christmas and New Year's falls this year, get some family time, which will be good. Get a chance to, see my brother, see my parents, and enjoy the time, that's for sure.
Well, the legend, the tradition continues at Marblehead in all sports. Mike, thanks for taking the time. I hope to talk with you a lot this year. Bill Newell is semi-retired, so I got the duty, and I'm looking forward to it.
Sounds good. I'd love to hear from you.
All right. Merry Christmas, Mike. Take care.
Take care. We'll talk.
All right. Thank you. Yep. That's Mike Giardi, who is the Marblehead High School basketball coach and assistant football coach and all kinds of coaching. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.